Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by District 14 State Senator Amy Sinclair and District 28 State Representative Greg Hartzell to talk about the end of the legislative session. How glad are you that this session is finally over?
Well, Tony, we are very happy that the session did end. Unfortunately, it ended about a month overdue. As you know, the budgeting is probably the most contentious piece of that, and there was a lot of moving parts there that we were able to find some agreement upon. So it is good to get it taken care of. Now, you know, there's good things, there's bad things, there's things you wish would have happened differently, but we were able to get it all wrapped up. All in all, it's good to have things wrapped up this year.
I am very pleased session is over. Though I said earlier, I'd rather stay a little longer and do it right than to wrap it up on time, if you will, and not have taken into account everything that needed addressed. So I am glad to be able to get back to my regular life, but I'm thrilled to finish the job this year.
What are your thoughts on this? Do you feel that this was as best a deal as possible that could come out in this scenario?
There were some good things in the budget that I appreciate. I will just say up front, I have real concerns. In the three sessions that I've been there, we have grown the budget by over $1 billion. And given that when I started, it was around $6 billion, you know, we're talking about upwards of 20% growth in just 3 years. Most of Iowa's families haven't seen 20% of growth in their family budgets, and so that concerns me. It concerns me greatly because we're looking at ag commodities that are flat at best and in many scenarios falling. And, you know, those are what feed Iowa's economy and drive Iowa's economy. And then we look at the issue with the avian influenza, which Iowa is a bird state. We produce eggs, we produce turkeys. They're a huge driver in our economy. And with those birds being gone, we no longer have that driver in our economy, and that will affect the budget going forward. I do have concerns about the sustainability of some of the measures that we've taken.
I think our main thing, especially for being in the House side, is there's a set of budgeting principles that we abide by, and one is spending less money than the state collects and not using one-time money for ongoing expenses, and make sure that we don't balance the budget by intentionally underfunding entitlement programs. We were able to accomplish that, and especially just barely with the spending limitation. Our budget came in at $7.1847 billion, which is 99.87% of the projected ongoing revenue. While we were under that 100% level, unfortunately, it's really razor thin. And just in the last fiscal year, the actual revenue came in under our projections, and we ended up this last fiscal year spending more than we took in. Because of that, it cut into our reserves. Something that's concerning to me is while we stuck to our budgeting principles, which is a plus, the downside is we didn't give ourselves much wiggle room in the event there is a downturn between now and the end of this fiscal year.
Now, there are rumors that there's a possibility the governor will do a line item veto on some of these items. What are your thoughts in that regards, and what is the process at this point if there is such an issue?
Well, and the governor did that last year, which was really frustrating and disappointing for those of us in the House. We took some one-time money last year in the House for some debt reduction efforts and a few other things that we felt were critical to the needs of Iowa and that we felt that we could afford based on the cash reserves that we had and able to deal with those issues. And I won't go into the whole list of it, but the governor did line item veto that, and the House Republicans worked hard with Senate and House Democrats to work out a compromise that everyone could feel good about. And for the governor to take that out at the very end was unfortunate. And it's certainly that's his prerogative in any of the appropriations budget. He has that power. I suppose one of the options at our disposal is to come together if we had an override-proof majority, but I don't see that happening. So if the governor chooses to line item veto certain things, that's probably the end of it until next year.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, District 14 State Senator Amy Sinclair and District 28 State Representative Greg Hartzell, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.